I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Call now, 502-571-1080 or toll free, 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eve Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. It is Tuesday, June the 22nd, 2021. And I'm telling you, a beautiful day in Louisville area. Without a doubt, get outside, get some sunshine, enjoy yourself, act like a kid again. I was at the Reins this morning. I just want y'all to know that it was just too nice a day to go to work. Of course, we got Elliot behind the glass. Elliot, I was getting ready to come into the studio.
I know, I got all excited.
Not.
Psych.
Psych. No way, Elliot. No way. I'm sitting at home watching ESPN on television, and I've got a great show in store. We understand that Tuesday is always Miss Beautiful Kathleen Smith. Trivia Lady Day. My Kathleen Smith. She's going to have millions soon, like Aunt O Father's Kathleen Smith soon. But Kathleen, welcome to the show. How are you?
What's up?
I can't complain, Kathleen. Just you and the money. You and the money.
Aunt O Father.
All.
I can't afford an old father.
I can't either. I guess University of Louisville can because they're going to have to pay her. But anyway, we're not going to go there today.
Okay.
Kathleen, we welcome you to the show, of course. We know it's trivia day,
Kathleen. Thank you.
And we've got all the gift cards. Yes, they are covered by a paint tarp at Simmons College because they're painting my office. So I do have them, but they're not at arm's reach. We've got D'Urio's Pizza and Pub. I was there Friday night. Oh, it was great. 310 Wallace Avenue, 919 Baxter. River Road Barbecue at 3017 River Road. Christy and the gang are the best. Big John's the owner. They're the best. We have got Thornton's, and of course, Jamie Warner and Scott Harris. Greg Crow. Oh, Greg Crow. They're everywhere. What else can you say about Thornton's except that they're everywhere? And of course, they're in the West End donating finances back to the community, which is huge. We've got my man Charlie, soon to be mayor at Calias. He's at 10966 Dixie Highway. Just give him time. Just give him time. And, of course, Lee Wagner. I was practicing because Lee and I have a grudge match. It's 3113 South 4th Street. And those are our sponsors for trivia today. And, of course, you, Kathleen. I'm practicing for Lee. I want Lee. I just want everybody to know this is a black and white thing. Lee knows. I'm black. He's white. We're going to battle. Simple as that. End golf. No question. He knows. I've already called. I called him out in front of everybody at Hunting Creek. He knows. So I'm sure he's preparing also. But anyway, Kathleen, now we'll do trivia at the right time. But Kathleen, we got a special guest. Sometimes he only likes to come in on controversial shows. And this is definitely a controversial show. Name, image, and likeness. Yeah. Save you. Kathleen, you're the biggest troublemaker of all my co-hosts. You're the biggest troublemaker.
You're trying to get me to start trouble.
I do. We've got Mr. Intellectual Alfred Butch Beard sitting in with us.
Yes.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Hello, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Kathleen. How are you, girl?
You know, I miss you.
I miss you. You know, at least I could have a honest conversation about life when you were around. You know, now
I know you said honest, not intelligent.
Well, hey, we have honest
for yourself,
which becomes intelligent. Okay.
Yes.
But with the host,
because I'm going to third grade, does not mean we don't have intelligent conversations. I'm not frightened.
Elliot needs to mute him.
I'm not frightened at all.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that? Mm-hmm. You know what, Kathleen? We had a better show when he was running around all over the world.
Yes.
We really did. I don't understand now. We have to set up here and be abused by this guy. How you doing, Bran?
Well, I know one thing. I got to bring George Williams back because George is nicer than you two. Boy, you know what? I don't need enemies. I've got co-hosts. Boy.
That's right.
Cobby's on my side. At least Cobby's with me. But that's okay, Coach Beard. That's okay, Coach Beard. I just want you to know that I'm not frightened of you. Just, you know, just so you know, even though you have called me a bushel barrel full of you-know-whats, which I'm not going to say explicit. We're going to leave alone, Kathleen. But, Coach Beard, welcome to the show. Mm-hmm. No matter what, I still don't like you, but that's okay. Now, Coach, you know, we've got a lot to get to, Coach, today. We really do. And we've already got a caller waiting for us right now. So, Kathleen, even before we can get to trivia, we've got to bring on Coach Beard's friend, not mine, his wife's mine. He's another Wildcat. I'm so tired of Wildcats. Bring Ron on the show. I'm so tired of Wildcats. I don't know what to do, Jerry. Coach Beard. Ron, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. You know, she's a Wildcat, too.
She's a good Wildcat. She's not like you. There's a difference. My brother was a Wildcat. He's a good guy. Patty's a good woman. Ron, you? Huh. You and George? No. Sorry.
Jerry.
Sorry.
What? I mean, I'm sure you've heard of this, but, and I'm glad Butch is on because I'd like to hear his opinion too, but during the offseason recently, Louisville made an offseason hire of a high school football coach to their staff. Mm-hmm. You are aware of that, right?
Yes, I am, Ron. I was made aware of it this morning, yes.
Okay. Yesterday, the day before, one of the two, Louisiana Prep football stripped the guy of multiple state championships and all his victories.
Catholic High School in Baton Rouge has been sanctioned following a recruiting investigation by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association, LHSAA. Keep going, Ron.
Are you kidding me, though? I mean, really? Now, talking about somebody can't get out of their own way.
Ron.
Surely they did their due diligence when they went to hire this guy.
Coach Beard, I don't know if you know. Who did we lose? Who did we lose, Elliot? Okay. Kathleen. Well, Kathleen, please come out. Coach Beard, Ron is talking about Louisville hired an assistant coach in the summer. And it's come to be that the high school where he has coached, if I find this correctly, has been fined money, Coach Beard, has had four titles revoked. And it's, of course, a Catholic school in Louisiana. Different than Louisville, Kentucky. Coach Beard, you know I've said it forever, that Trinity is the dark side. Well, the high school in Louisiana is a Catholic school like Trinity, and he was recruiting, but it was not legal in Louisiana, Coach Beard. So Ron's trying to call in and give my university, which is my university, Ron, University of Louisville, grief because they hired the former head coach. Coach Beard, what do you think?
Can I say something first, Jerry?
Sure. Go ahead. Finish, Ron. Finish.
I'm not trying to do nothing or say nothing about your university. They say it all themselves. They do it themselves. Well, I didn't have a thing.
I didn't need that, Ron. I didn't need that. Go ahead, Coach Beard. Go ahead, Coach Beard.
Ron.
Yes.
I hate being, you know, it sounds like we always pile on Louisville when things like this happen, but you're right. I don't know how they didn't vet the guy and make sure that, you know, they knew exactly, you know, what he had done, what he was doing there.
Dave Fatina.
In my eyes, they were probably thinking that they were getting a guy who could recruit down in Louisiana. I don't know how many football players you have down in Louisiana.
Quite a few, Coach Beard.
That want to come to the University of Louisville after they, you know, think about LSU. It's just, I don't know. Ron, this is not the first time this has happened where they've hired a coach and they didn't know his background. And
you know,
and
but
not only in, it's crazy.
I have to listen to this, pal. Coach Beard,
I have no problem with them hiring a high school coach. I wouldn't have an issue with, but there's thousands of high school coaches out there, but have you ever seen a group of people or a department that can't get out of their own way? I've never seen anything to beat it in my life.
No, okay, Ron, I haven't.
Hold up, Coach Beard.
I mean, Jerry, Jerry, in a sense, I mean, you can't hide it.
I hide nothing on my show. I hide nothing.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get how they don't do it right or they don't do it thorough enough that they keep themselves out of the newspaper in this manner. I don't.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. Okay, Coach, let me explain something to you. Then I'll let you all honestly comment. His name is Gabe Fatella. Is his name, Coach. Came here after 2020 season. Yes, there's been issues. But here's the first thing. Universities recruit. So him having recruiting violations at high school, if I was the high school, I'd be extremely upset. I really would. If I was the former players that were recruited and didn't know that they weren't supposed to be recruited, I'd be extremely upset because they're having titles taken away. The school has been fined money. I would be. But as for the university, I'm just hoping that Coach Satterfield understood that he did not recruit him because of his recruiting prowess, because he had something others didn't. I'm hoping that they brought him there because they think he's going to be an excellent coach, an excellent administrator. He has skills that they need, but I hope that they just didn't say,
"Ooh, he's a great recruiter." What would those skills be, Jerry? What would those skills be?
Again, Coach, I have never met the gentleman. I don't know why Coach Satterfield hired the gentleman. I do understand why the high school should be very upset, but all I'm saying is for the university, now he'll have to recruit Ron like everyone else, like Kentucky and LSU. There'll be no extra advantages. So I'm just hoping that the university did not hire him saying, we've got an excellent recruiter. If they did that, then I would agree with Coach Beard and yourself, Ron. I hate to say that. I would. If they said, we're bringing him here because he's a better recruiter than someone else, well, if he was cheating, he wasn't a better recruiter. Okay, I agree with that. But we don't know the reason why they hired the gentleman. Louisville has not made a comment, which is not new, but we have not heard from the University of Louisville. And until we do. Or the local news, Ron, I agree with that. I'm going to hold my judgment until I do.
Can I ask the question then? I heard exactly what you said.
Okay.
At the collegiate level, can you tell me one assistant coach that is hired in basketball, football, are not supposed to be recruiters?
Okay, Coach. Of course, I came up under you. I know. In basketball, I'm not going to say football. I don't know it well enough. The insides, like I do basketball, Coach, like we do when we get to the image and likeness. So I'm going to say with basketball, Coach, there's always going to be a tint, a personality of recruiting in the job. Yes, I would agree. I would agree with you. Yes. I'm not going to say for football, Coach. They have a lot of other positions that I'm just not familiar with. So I'm not going to jump up and tell all my listeners something that I'm not 100% sure about. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
Well, I mean, here's the reason why I say that is because in coaching, if you read everything that's out here now, the head coach, maybe down in Louisiana, he was good with running backs, okay? Mm-hmm. All of his running backs got major, they got Power 5 scholarships. So he comes to your school, would you think that he would know a great running back?
I'm sure. I would say that's probably true. This is just hypothetical.
Yes. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
I could say yes that would probably be true, that the university thinks that he has recruiting ties in Louisiana, which is a hotbed for football. Yes.
That's all. Then you answered my question. Continue.
Okay. Well, Coach Beard, let me ask you something. I mean, means that you and Jerry both have coached on the collegiate level and pro. Isn't at least half of college coaching recruiting and the other half development and coaching itself?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said development. These college coaches say they're making players, so I don't know. Is Coach Cal making them or is he recruiting them? But I don't know, Ryan. Which one is it?
I don't. Well, hey, listen, I hope I didn't make Kathleen mad and she hung up on me. I didn't mean to do that.
No. Is Kathleen back with us, Elliot? Oh, I wonder what happened to Kathleen. She's got her daughter with her. They were doing something, but I'm sure she'll call back. But, Ryan, yes, we saw that, but I'm going to hold my opinion until I know everything, Ryan and Coach Beard, on that. But if I was a high school, I would 100% be upset with the coach.
Well, and unfortunately, if you live in this town, don't watch the local news to get it. You have to go out there and Google it and find it yourself.
Right. That's a whole different subject, but you may be right. We'll have to wait and see.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, Ron. Thanks for
coming. Be good.
Hey, Coach Beard, we're already at 12:23. I don't know what happened to Kathleen. Hopefully she's fine, but I know she was going somewhere with her daughter. This is East Switch Radio. Coach, when we come back, the whole reason for the show, why you're calling in, name, image, and likeness, Coach. We have got Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Judge. We've got Neil Gorsuch. We've got a lot of conversation and a lot of communication. We'll be back after the break. This is East Switch Radio. Phone number is 502-571-1080. We will be taking callers.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news updates, contests, podcasts, and more. Find the links at talkradio1080.com.
Welcome back to East Switch Radio, 1226, June the 22nd, Tuesday. It's unbelievable. Elliot, I will be saying 20 days from Christmas. It's going way too fast. Welcome back to East Sports Radio. Of course, it's Kathleen Smith's day, and I just texted her and didn't get a reply. So I hope she's doing fine. She was with her daughter, and I'm waiting to hear back. So Greg, who listens, her husband, find out where your wife is. I just want to make sure she's okay. Oh, okay, she did reply back. She says she's okay. Great. So now, Elliot. Coach Beard, I want to start first with Jeffrey Kessler, the attorney for the plaintiffs in the case against the NCAA. And I want you to listen to Coach Beard about a 32-second clip to start off. No. I've got a caller. Let me get to my caller, Elliot, like I said. Let's bring Blandon on before we get to Jeffrey Kessler. Blandon, welcome to Esports Radio. How are you?
Well, Mr. Eaves, I am on this glorious day good, and I hope Coach Butch is good. And I know the fact that you're the man on the day, so you're going to make some
Blandon, you are breaking up really bad. Try to get your question
out. Is that better?
That's better. Yes, that's better.
I just wanted to tell you, Jerry, that your ratings today will be through the roof because you have the man finally has come back to Sports Radio, and I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
Well, thank you, Blandon.
Mm. Coach Beard, it's always good to
watch your back, Coach Beard. Watch your back. I might be
Blandon. Blandon and I are friends. We don't need you in the middle of this. Okay.
Like I
Coach
say,
Bush, thank you. You know you are the voice of reason. But I will. I'll make this quick, you all. Jerry and Coach Butch, I'd like for you to answer one question for me. If I could go to Las Vegas right now and get a bet that the University of Louisville Athletic Department could stay out of the news in a negative way for 30 days. Coach Butch, would you take that bet?
Blandon. Oh, God.
Cousin Eddie, go on and say it, Blandon.
Well, I'll just answer for you, sir, because you have manners and I don't. I'll answer for you, Coach Bush. The answer on that is a big N-O. I just want to know, Coach Bush, going forward, you know, you've been around athletics your whole life. You've reached the highest level of college and professional ball. How in the world, perception-wise, Coach Bush, do you go and come to this college right now in any sport? I don't understand that. I really don't.
Coach?
Oh, Blandon, I'm a little bit with you because I'm disappointed in the negative press that the university gets. Okay. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. They just can't get it right. And I hate, you know, the people that are listening to Jerry, and I know that there's a lot of people that listen that don't call in, and a lot of people are going to get upset with this statement. But I'm telling you, the last two regimes that were running the athletic department at the University of Louisville has done such a negative thing against the legacy of the university. It's mind-boggling to me. It's mind-boggling to me that you have to sit around and listen to the negative stuff. You see it nationally, you see it locally, and the people who really are behind the university, when you bring it, when you call it out, they get mad at you. Well, I didn't do it. They did it. I played there. I helped to start what little bit of legacy that was positive, and I don't like it. That's the reason why I say something about it. So try to see if you can straighten out your mess. Try to see if you can do the right thing.
Here's the deal, Coach Beard and Blandon. Certain things, of course, you all I would jump up and down on. And, yes, the appearance looks messy with Gabe, and I would like somebody to give me the correct pronunciation of his last name. I don't want to butcher it. But it looks messy. And for his Ohio school, if there wasn't supposed to be recruiting going on, I'm sure he's not the only one that knew that there was. There's a lot of blame to pass around. Just like at the University of Louisville, there's a lot of blame to pass around. Yeah. But I just want to hold on this one. College is a messy business, Blandon. It's a recruiting business. And if the gentleman can help University of Louisville's recruiting at all, then I'm not going to call it a total negative. Is it another publicity, if you want to say, nightmare, if you want to address everything? Yes. And right now, University of Louisville has been in it so many times that it's easy to pile on. But I'm just going to hold. I'm still going to hold until I find out everything with the University of Louisville and the pretense why they hired him. Blandon, if they hired him because they said he's the world's greatest recruiter in high school, well, if he had an extra benefit that other people did not have, then he's not going to be good at his job doing it the correct way. That's all there is to it. But we still need to wait and see. All the other things, guys, I can't address. I'm not going to. Coach Beard, you're 100% correct. I think that they should have handled Dino Gaudio completely different than they did. And it just seems to Louisville takes a different path. But, Blandon, we appreciate your call, big fella. Yes. Now, Coach Beard, I want you to listen to Jeffrey Kessler, attorney plaintiff for, of course, what they consider paying college athletes, which is a sham. I want people to understand that this name, image, and likeness is garbage. Coach Beard, all it is that the players that they were paying anyway, which was cheating, they'll be able legally to pay them now, which they'll call it legal, and the rest of the players will benefit. I think per college, Coach Beard, there won't be double-figure student athletes that say they make any money worthwhile. I don't think at any – Alabama may have a few more football players, but I don't see more than 10 to 15 people on every college campus benefiting from name, image, and likeness. So I want you to listen to Jeffrey Kessler for about 35 seconds, Coach. Elliot, let it play, please.
This case was never about those very few who are fortunate enough to make it into the pros and have a long professional career. This is about the 98% of the Division I football and basketball players, even at the top level, who this is their one shot at reaping the awards for what they could generate and doing it in a way here that will also further their education. So it was compelling on an individual level beyond all else.
Excellent. Coach Beard? He's 100% correct. I'm not worried about Anthony Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns. We're talking about the spokes in the wheel that do not benefit from the $1 billion. We're going to listen to Coach Krzyzewski, Coach, down the road. As he tells you, $1 billion industry built off the back of people like yourself, Charlie Scott, at North Carolina, Kentucky Tom Payne, Dan Issel, Coach Beard, right? Louis Dampier, all of the great players that have been a part of this NCAA that have made it what it is today, a billion-dollar business. A lot of players, 98% do not profit one penny other than their education. Coach Beard, what do you think?
Well, Jeff Kessler is right, but here's the deal. And it's only going to be, like you said, a few that, you know, with the likeness and everything else. I find it funny. Who's going to promote those kids? Is the school going to promote them?
No, the school's not going to promote them.
Does the kids promote them? Do they promote themselves? Is there going to be a company that the NC2A is going to have to promote, you know, these kids? Because if they promote themselves and they have to make an appearance someplace for, you know, for some money or a sponsor, and they have to be at a skull session or a meeting in football and basketball, and they don't show, who you think's going to get hit with the left hook?
Well, here's the problem, Coach. Yes, University of Louisville, there have been a few schools that have put models together that their athletes can use to help facilitate that. So I just want to clarify. Yes, there are some schools, Coach, have already put models together to help their student athletes facilitate this issue. So I just want to be clear.
Okay. Come back? Those are the ones that are easy to deal with. Now, you know what? The other guys that are not going to go pro, so they just work for free?
Coach, nothing has happened. I want people to understand that. Neil Gorsuch, Judge Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice, said we all know that it is violating, the NCAA has violated antitrust laws of any other business in this country. Without a doubt, they have violated them because they wrote the rules a certain way. Coach, so we know it's against the law. It's against the law in every business other than the NCAA. That's a fact. We've been saying it for 5 or 6 years. People have been fighting. You remember the caller, Coach Beard, that called in and said, they get sweatsuits and clothes. You remember that call, Coach?
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for 6 years, way before this has transpired. When coaches were making statements, you're going to hear Mike Krzyzewski. Well, Coach Beard knows, because last night I was on my little computer going back, and there were statements where Mike Krzyzewski made statements that athletes shouldn't get paid. And so his other great coaches, Clemson's coach, Dabo Sweeney, when Dabo himself has had churches pay him over $75,000 to come and speak, but athletes shouldn't get paid. Coach Beard, we've had a lot of people speak about it right now because they're socially woke. And I told you, Coach, I've hated this from the word say go. Things should happen at the appropriate time. And Mark Embert has not done it. The universities have not done it. The presidents, the chancellors have not done it. The athletic directors have not done it. And that's why we're in this situation. You and I have spoke about it way before it was now on the table. It's on everybody's kitchen table. Everyone now says, yes, we have to do something. Coach Beard, they're so late. The leadership's so bad. So Brett Kavanaugh, Coach, said he's more of a hardliner. He says any compensation, including direct payment for athletic accomplishments, should be allowed. He says they know this is a farce, they, the NCAA, and the presidents. So, Coach Beard, now that they've heard that, the question I'm going to ask you, are the student athletes employees, Coach? Are they?
Yes, of course they are.
Are all the student athletes, that's softball, baseball, track, are all of them employees of the university?
Yes. Even though some of the sports are not, you know, revenue-bearing sports, but they are.
Yes, they are. I agree with you totally, Coach. I'm not going to argue that.
You know what? That particular, you know, what we just said, what we were just speaking there, a lot of people want to go ahead and help them more than the ones who make the doggone money for them.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I got callers on. Right, I do.
Okay.
I want to read something to you, then we're going to get to our caller. Big time college sports, having been amateur for a long time in the NCAA, has long denied its players economic and bargaining rights while threatening them, Coach, to deny their scholarships. Now, I'm going to bring Doug on, and then I'm going to give everyone a scenario, and all I want you to say to yourself is yes or no. Doug, welcome to U Sports Radio before I do my test. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Coach Eves, how you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I wanted to add something. You know, the kids, the people who think, well, they get sweatsuits and T-shirts and blah, 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 blah. I'm 56 years old. I played football at Western Kentucky University.
Thank you.
Under Coach Jimmy Fikes.
Okay.
What about the guys who have CTE?
Thank
what
you.
What about the guys who are riddled with arthritis and
thank you.
And are crippled? Their hands look like they've been run through a meat grinder. You know.
Thank you, Doug.
You can take those T-shirts and sweatshirts and the sun don't shine, bud, because those don't help you get up out of bed in the morning when you get older. And,
Doug?
You know, I don't want pity or anybody to feel sorry for me.
Yes.
That's
me
not
either.
Why I'm calling. But there's a huge price that athletes pay that people never want to recognize. And
they can't recognize
they did.
Doug, they can't recognize it because they don't understand how long it takes us to get out of the bed because they're not you. And, Doug, you are the 98% that Jeffrey Kessler was talking about. Not Coach Beard, who played 13 years. Not Jerry Eves, who played 4 years. And so they're talking about the 99, not 98%, that never earn a dime. But, Doug, without you, Western Kentucky is not where they are today. Brahm is not at Purdue. The program is not in the position without you. And I just want to let you know, I appreciate you what you've done, Doug. Coach Beard, Doug made a strong statement. But people can't know Coach Beard. They're not Doug. They don't live his life. They don't know how bad his arthritis is. Neither one of us have hips. You don't have a heart, Coach. I think they took your heart out. But anyway, you had an open heart surgery also, which was a complication from your hips, Coach. People think you had heart problems. No, you didn't. You had athletic problems, which people are, really? Exactly. So, Coach, here's what I wanted people to do yes or no before we get to our next break. I'm going to put this in order. They're always trying to say it's amateur in college. Well, let me explain something. First thing to hold a real sporting event at any university is that you have to have policemen on, the same police that are on at the professional games, okay, or that are at the bats game, that's at the soccer game. You got me, Coach? They're paid.
Mm-hmm.
They're not amateurs. You've got ticket take attendance, the same ticket takers that would take it for the concert that is being paid, that's Elton John at the Yum Center. You got the ticket taker. He gets paid for Elton John. He gets paid for the Louisville basketball game. Got me, Coach? You've got the concession, Elton John concession. They get paid just like they get paid for the Louisville game. You've got your assistant coaches. They get paid just like they get paid at the professional game. Some get paid more money. At University of Kentucky pays obscene amount of money. Kenny Payne, my man, $900,000. Grossly overpaid. I love him, but grossly overpaid, Coach. You've got head coaches. You've got Coach Max Krzyzewski. You've got Coach Cal. You've got guys making over $300,000 every 2 weeks. Do you understand me? $160,000 over 2 weeks. The same as a pro coach. You have got coach athletic directors, just like you've got general managers, getting paid $1 million, $850,000 a year. Coach, when the game's over, you have got your janitors that clean up after the Elton John concert that are paid, clean up after the Louisville game are paid. Your TV announcers, just like the TV announcers with the Reds, are paid. Your color commentators are paid. Coach Beard, all of a sudden, we're amateur. Why? Because we're not going to pay them damn athletes that made us a $1 billion business. Did I say anything incorrect? Everyone that listens, it is yes, 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 until I say college athletes, Doug at Western, and Doug, don't forget this, and Coach Beard, my high school coach, reminds me of this all the time. The lower level schools should hold the bigger boys accountable because, Coach, they beat up on the lower level schools to promote their great coaches. I told you, David Padgett was 11-2, 11-3, November and December. Coach, paid games. If that boy came to the MEAC, he'd get his brains beat in. Coach, it's just a fact. but they don't want to say that. They use the smart level. So, Doug, those two pay games that you played in at Western that helped that school make up $2 million, $1.5 million, they needed that money, and they used that money. So, yes, you were a part of the profit, Doug. I just want you to understand that. Coach Beard, everybody gets paid until the student athlete. So, Coach, we're going to get to break. If Kathleen doesn't call back, I haven't called. I'll do my trivia tomorrow because Kathleen's got to do my trivia. But, Coach Beard, I've got some more direct reflection for people to think about when they're looking at this name, image, and likeness that is just a straight mess. Eve Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. We'll talk to you in a minute. Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio on a beautiful day. Coach Beard is so nice here. June the 22nd, 2021, 1247. Elliot's still trying to look for the Coach Krzyzewski edit. But, Coach Beard, I've got a question for you, and I think that it has to be asked. I'm going to answer it first, and then I will let you be Mr. Intellectual and clean it up for me if you differ. But I didn't want to put you on the spot. I told Kathleen before the show I wanted her to ask me directly. Did I think that there was any racial connotations in the not paying of college athletes? And I said, Kathleen, I'm so glad that Doug called in. I said, it's easy for everybody to just, oh, yes, and say yes. And there's always race-based things going on in America. But when you're looking at the bigger picture, Coach Beard, I was going to tell Kathleen, yes, there is a race-based situation in America. It's green. It's the counting of money. I just want people to understand. We're both African-Americans. We both understand. We've been part of it. And different than Doug, we were able to benefit. We were the not 2%. Jeffrey Kessler's crazy. It's probably 0.2% of all athletes ever earn a check professionally, Coach Beard. Then Jeffrey Kessler said, long career, which just cut Jerry Eves' throat, and it only left Coach Beard. Got me? But, Coach Beard, this is about money. And people understand that's where America's caught right now, because when you start talking about money, it's always easier to talk about anything other than the sharing of revenue. So for myself, Coach Beard, in this name, image, and likeness, it's a farce. No more than 10 players will make a dime. 2 players will make some money. The rest, Coach, are going to be playing for free again under this fallacy of name, image, and likeness. They can go out and earn some. No, they can't. Coach Beard, there should be profit sharing in college throughout, top to bottom, big boys, Kentucky, all the way down to Bellarmine. Profit sharing. And yes, Coach, in my opinion, all student athletes are employees, but everyone at Ford does not make the same. I want people to understand that. This is America. Don't you ever tell me everybody should get the same. That is, and I will say this, that is crazy people. That will be older gentlemen. That'll be country club people. You pay everybody. And say, no, you don't. That doesn't happen in any business in America. And that's not America. Don't ever bring that to me. There should be differences. Daryl Griffin should get paid more than Jerry Eves. Handle Jerry Eves or go somewhere else. But it is what it is. Butch Beard should got paid more than Mike Grosso. You got me, Coach? Period. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But they are all employees. And the health aspect is awful. So now, Coach, I'm asking you, your opinion, is it racially based?
No, it is all about money, and you're totally right. In a capitalistic society, everybody doesn't make the same amount of money anyway. So that's really the fallacy when they scream, well, we can't pay everybody the same, and you don't pay everybody the same in a capitalistic society. The big thing that the NCAA runs up and talks about is the scholarship, okay? Mm-hmm. The scholarship. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not graduating 100% of the kids, so what good is the scholarship? The scholarship only gets the kid there so that you can make money. I'm sorry, Coach, but that's the truth.
That is the truth, Coach. Absolutely. It's always been a fallacy, Coach. I hate to tell people.
Unlike Jerry, mm-hmm. Jerry, you, I think you got your degree in what, in 4 years?
No, I had to go back, Coach. No, I had to go
had
back.
To go
no,
back
Coach.
Too, and I
my degree's got on
I
it. 1984,
on,
Coach. Yeah. I've got it. Yes, yeah. No, I did not. Mm-mm.
I went back on my own dime. I went back on my own dime to pick up 9 hours because I wanted to make my mama happy, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She wanted me to get that degree, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
when I got that piece of paper, she's the one who framed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Coach, they weren't given either. You had to earn them. I'm just telling you. There were no online classes, coaches. There were no tutors. Yes, my sister was helping me, but no, it wasn't like it is today. Coach, I'm sorry. Just the facts. But you know, universities don't want to hear the facts for anything because, Coach, they've hidden a $1 billion business. And I do have Coach Krzyzewski, but we don't have long enough for it. I'll play it tomorrow. But universities have hidden behind this university framework of higher education, Coach, to make billions of dollars. Billions. In a memo obtained by the Associated Press, Emmert urged members to pass legislation that would make it permissible for the first time for college athletes to earn money off their name, image, and likeness. Since that time, many states have enacted name, image, and likeness legislation, and 10 states can affect it on July 1. Coach, you got me? So listen to this statement. It is therefore essential we now act before the end of the month, Emmert wrote in an email sent to, and listen to these names, presidents, chancellors, athletic directors, senior compliance administrators, conference commissioners, and others. Well, if I could play Coach Krzyzewski, you would hear him say, which I'm going to play tomorrow, Coach, you would hear his exact words. We don't have representation in the room when they make these rules. Coach K's lying. I'm just telling you all, he's lying. Period. I don't know. It is just so amazing to me, Coach, now that everybody knows Coach K and other coaches will get paid for the kids' grades. That's absurd. It's obscene. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid, Coach. It's another level of country club benefits. It just, when I say they got out of control, they, the NCAA, which again, presidents, chancellors, athletic directors, senior compliance administrators, conference commissioners, and others. Coach, guys, they're not going to pay them kids. You'll have 3 or 4 of them make some money. The rest will make absolutely nothing, and nothing has changed until they go back to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I'm with him 100%. It's time to get paid real money. It's time for a salary cap. I don't want you to listen to any more propaganda radio. Coach, if you listen to it, any more of the coaches saying, I'd love to, but how do we facilitate it? Easy, take some of your money. Real easy. You got to share some of this profit. You and ADs. Forget building all these monuments on campus and invest it back into your student athletes. The monuments are to sucker the student athletes, not enhance. It's the student athletes' experience. Coach Beard, like Doug said, you don't take those monuments with you. And without $2.50, you're not going to get that latte at that expensive coffee shop either, Coach. You're not. So, Coach, you got a minute and a half to take us out. What do you think happens from here?
Well, I think as long as we continue to discuss this, we will come up with a solution that will help the student athletes of the present and also the future. This is not going to be an easy, you know, this is not going to be an easy solution for, you know, for anybody. But I think by the mere fact now that it's out there, that, you know, things will be better for the student athlete in the future. It really will be.
That is our job. Everybody, we're supposed to leave this place a better place. For who? Not ourselves. We're so selfish now. It's supposed to be for our kids. Everything we've done now, Coach, it's for the individual at this moment. Coach, Oscar Robertson did something that made LeBron James $300 million, not Oscar Robertson. And that's the part that people are missing. Coach, love you like always, big fella.
Take care of yourself. I got to go to the doctor, Jerry. I'll see you, man.
No question, Coach. Take care of New York City. I'm scared of that place. I wouldn't go there. I love you all. Take care of yourself. Kathleen will be back with us tomorrow, and we will give away our gift cards. Eve Sports Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Bye-bye.